Okay, welcome to CMPL's January podcast. My name is Amy and I'm in Adult Services. We also have Nicole in Adult Services. Say hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
And we have Justine in Adult Services.
Hello.
What are we going to talk about today? Oh, we're going to talk about our new adult reading challenge, which we're excited about. So the kids get all the fun, right? So they get kindergarten challenge and 50 in first grade, and they have all these fun reading challenges up through fifth grade and even middle school, I think. So we decided to do an adult reading challenge, and it's called Renew Your Reading. And the idea is that if you participate in this challenge, not only could you win prizes, not only could you have fun, you'll also broaden your reading horizons a little bit. And so what we have done is we have chosen 8 categories for you to read a book in anytime during 2022. Really, the only rule is that the books you choose, you have to read between January 1st, 2022 and December 31st, 2022. What you'll do is you'll complete 6 of the 8 categories. And if you do, you're entered into a prize drawing for a night on the town from CMPL. We'll draw after the first of the year next year. So you have a whole year to complete this challenge. And I think what we're going to do next is talk about what some of the categories are and some titles that we might like to read in them. So
Amy, can I ask this question really quick?
Sure, though? Absolutely.
What happens if you're a super overachiever and you read all 8 books?
I don't know, Nicole. What
do you get extra entries into that drawing?
Is that correct? I wasn't sure if we were able to set it up that way, to be honest. I thought it was just you do 6 and you're entered. Am I wrong?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know either at this point.
Oh, no.
Let me read the instructions. I think it's just you do 6 and you're entered. I don't think we are, Beanstack could set it up to do the extra ones, is my understanding. But if you have questions about that, we'll figure it out when you come in to register or when you come in for any reason, I guess, because you can register online through Beanstack, through the reading challenges on our homepage, right?
All right, we'll have to have our assistant who totally exists and is sitting right here take all that out.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. 6, you do 6 of the 8 and you get entered into the drawing. All right, Justine, you want to dive in and tell us about your favorite category?
Yeah, I would say that my favorite category is probably read a book in a non-novel format. This has been the easiest one for me so far because I feel like this isn't a big secret. A lot of us like to participate in these challenges as well. So don't worry because I am not allowed to be entered into the drawing, but I will get the completion pin after I read 6 prompts. So I'm excited about that. And
tell people what non-novel format means.
Yes. So basically it can be poetry, a graphic novel, a novella, a short story collection, essay collection. We've had a lot of people really get creative with this one, I guess is the best way to put it. For example, I know that somebody was asking if they could use the audiobook Green Lights to do this one. They ended up changing it to doing book with a one word title. So they're going to have that one apply instead. But yeah, people, the reason they asked it was because they were like, oh, does an audiobook count? And I was like, feel like it does because you're doing something you don't normally do. So I don't know.
I think that's the point, right? That we're not real sticklers, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. The point is that you're sort of trying new things. So if you don't know if something fits in a category, it probably does. But you can always sort of ask us that stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Plus, isn't Green Lights nonfiction?
Yeah.
I'd put that in a non-novel format.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, yeah. I would be down with that.
And apparently, too, it's very essay-like in the way it's written. So
this is the McConaughey book?
Yep.
Yeah. So what are some of your favorites in this category?
Ooh, I was going to say, I've added some stuff downstairs to the display. So I am a big fan of poetry in general. I feel like me and Kate Brown are like the only two people in...
That was gonna be my pick. You don't even know.
It's getting ugly up in here. I don't think that's true.
Okay, good. Because yeah, I love poetry. So I chose some Sylvia Plath I put on the shelf. I believe that there was some Harlem Renaissance people that were put on the shelf as well. The problem was that we also were doing a side table display that also kind of coincided with the Harlem Renaissance. So I can't remember what is on which display right now. But yeah.
I actually just checked out Amanda Gorman's book that came out recently that I'm really excited about.
I read that one as well.
Yeah. I loved her at the inauguration. I loved the children's stuff that she's done. So I'm actually excited to read that. Though you are correct, I'm not a huge poetry person. I too am trying to broaden my horizons this year. So
yay. There's a Rita Dove anthology that I've been wanting to read. Mm-hmm. She's a poet that I've liked quite a few of her poems, but never actually read just a collection of them. So I think that's what I'm going to use.
And it's you don't have to do poetry, right? Like you could read Stephen King's novellas if you wanted to do this. You could, it's just anything that's not a typical novel. So if you're like, ew, poetry, by no means should you think that that's all that's available to you. Short stories, novellas, graphic novels, which are huge and fabulous and great. So. Yeah. And if you are stuck and you don't know what to pick, you should come see us because we'll have at least a million options for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, I read a lot of graphic novels. Oh, continue.
What's another category, Nicole?
So another category is favorite from your childhood.
This is my favorite category.
Oh, did I steal your favorite?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
No, I think that one's a really great one because it's something like you don't normally go back to the books that were the favorite from your childhood unless you're me and you read The Giver once a year, but it really encourages you to go back and remember why that was your favorite.
Can I tell a really quick story about why I'm a librarian?
I think you have a whole nother career that I
didn't enjoy, and when I was hating my job, I would go to the library on lunch, and it was very close to where I worked, and I would reread books from my childhood to make myself feel better. And basically that started my path to librarianship. So I encourage everyone to read the books they loved as children, because there's a fair chance they'll still love them today.
I think the book that I'm actually going to read is The Phantom Tollbooth.
I ended up reading.
Everyone goes, "Aw."
Well, it's so sweet, and I don't remember it that much. I remember loving it. I remember like there's the people that are floating in the air, and they grow down until they maybe touch the floor or maybe don't. I remember there's some sort of math wizard, and it made me so happy when I was a kid, and I feel that happiness when I think about it. But I do not remember enough about it.
On an entirely different note, I think I'm going to read The Dollhouse Murders just because it was, it's by Betty Red Wright. And this was my introduction to horror as a child. It's not horror, but it was so scary to me as like a 10-year-old, which is a perfectly age appropriate book for that age. Like it's designed to be scary. I just want to see if it's still scary to me. This girl goes to her grandparents' house, and there's a dollhouse where lights come on at night when there shouldn't be lights, and there's murder. And it's just, I remember it fondly, though terrifyingly, from my childhood. So I'm excited to read it again.
I'm a simple woman, and I'm just going to read The Lorax. I was I love that one. It is.
That is a good one.
I don't know. Every time I think about it, because it was honestly the book that really started making me think about climate change as a kid. I know that sounds so bizarre, but yeah. And I was like, I think it has an important message, so I'm going to reread it.
Fair.
You know, I really liked The Sneetches. And I'm going to tell a little story. My favorite part of that little message is my sister is 10 years younger than me, and one time when I was a late teen, I caught her primping in the mirror. you know, just doing that thing.
As one does.
The thing that kids do where they kind of are still trying to figure out what they look like to other people. So they're like practicing their expressions and stuff. And I was like walking by, I was like, looking good. And she's like, yeah, I'm a one-star sneech. And I'm just never going to forget that. Just the confidence that she came out with.
I love it.
Very nice. All right. Another category is to read a book by an author of color. And I'm excited for this category because there are great new authors that are coming out that would fit into this category. And their books are simply phenomenal. And it's important to, you know, books should be windows and mirrors, windows into other people's lives and mirrors of our own lives. And we're all really good at reading mirrors, but we should read windows too. And so reading a book by someone of a different ethnicity than you is always, always a good idea. And I've read some great ones over the last year. I really loved, I'm not gonna think of the name of it now, by Alyssa Cole. It was about gentrification, but it was a mystery.
What was that called?
She's prolific is the problem. I don't know.
I'm gonna look. Someone else named their favorite one or one they're looking forward to reading.
I was gonna say I actually already did this one. I read the novella The Haunting of Tramcar 15 on Overdrive. So I can never pronounce his name. It is P. DeJelly Clark. He also wrote Ring Shout. So it was very good. I enjoyed it.
So the one I was talking about is called When No One Is Watching. And it's such a good sort of mystery and sort of has deeper meanings as well. I flew through that book. Other great ones that I liked were Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed and Ties That Tether by Jane Igaro. I'm probably butchering that name, unfortunately. You got any you're looking forward to, Nicole?
I'm kind of looking back to this one, okay. Which is everyone knows that I'm always recommending James McBride's short stories.
Yes.
And I didn't get a chance last year to read Deacon King Kong, but everybody loved it and I want to love it too. So
is it short stories?
Nope. That's a okay. Full novel. And so that's why I've been excited about it, but it's just, you know, you have that list of books that you want to read and it gets bigger every second and no one else comes along and reads them for you, which is so irritating.
Fair. All right, Justine, what you got for us for another category?
Read a book with a yellow cover. This is a fun one.
It's so random. Just yes. Any book with a yellow cover.
Yes.
Let me tell you guys. Sorry, go ahead.
I feel like the patrons that have started already, and we've got like 70 people registered already, so it's great since we just started January 1st. This is the one where they're like, I don't understand. And I'm like, literally just a book with a yellow cover, but they're like, but explain that to me. And I'm like, it's a book and the cover is yellow and that fits the category. And they just can't believe that it could be quite that simple.
So we do have of books with yellow colors, yes. With yellow covers, but also this is a fun one because it encourages you to go into the library, just take a look at the stacks, you know, walk into the mystery section and go, oh, this one has a yellow cover. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes it's a little bit disappointing because you see a yellow spine and you pull it out and there isn't a yellow cover.
Yeah,
we are not going to police that. So if you see a book that really interests you and you thought it was yellow,
I feel like we should fess up a little bit and say we possibly came up with this because of all the patrons who come up and say, I read this, I'm looking for this book and it's got a blue cover and that's all the information and we have to suss out what they might be looking for. So I think we reversed it a little bit and said, go find a book with a yellow cover.
I do love when we get those questions.
I do too.
The feeling of success of finding that book, the yes. book, like it had a building on it.
Right.
Find it? Oh,
so good. Speaking of lists though, because yellow cover is so random, we do have a list of titles that you could go look for if you didn't want to roam the shelves. We actually have a brochure of all of the categories with suggestions for each if you did need help. but I also love the idea of people roaming around and pulling off a book with a yellow, just a yellow cover and taking it home. I'll be honest, I haven't chosen a book for this category yet. Have either of you?
Yes.
What are you doing?
So I already read this one, actually. I really like to keep up with the Batman comics. And so volume four, hey, I'm about them. So the recent volume four by James Tynion the Fourth, it had a yellow cover. And so I was like, I did it, guys.
I also love that you could go either way, right? It could be yellow cover or it could be non-novel format.
Exactly.
I feel like people are going to have to make choices at some point. You cannot use the same book for two categories, though.
Yes. That is one rule.
I like that you could have gone easy and gone for Watchmen, and you're like, no, I'm going to find a different one that doesn't normally have a yellow cover.
Exactly. I will want to mention, though, I don't believe this is in our collection yet, so please do not go looking for it. I read the single issues, so... Yeah.
Oh, right. It will be eventually in our collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have all year. So eventually right. At the end of the year, that will be there. I have two books that I've picked out that I'm not quite sure which one I'm going to read yet. I have my copy of Zadie Smith's Swing Time at the double cover. And also, I don't know how to say his name, Frederick Bachman.
I believe so.
Sure.
Beckman. My cover of Anxious People has a yellow cover. So I'm not quite sure which one I want to do. I've heard from a lot of people that they weren't that fond of Anxious People, but they were.
I feel like it's a love it or hate it. I haven't read it either.
Exactly. So I feel like it's probably worth the read to find out whether I'm a love it or hate it person. And I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I really, really like Zadie Smith, but that book is so large. It's like three Anxious Peoples. And what I have all year, but in my head, I'm like, gotta get it done. And I just don't know.
All right. You got another category for us, Nicole?
Sure. Let's go with a chapter one pick.
Mm-hmm.
We do this thing called chapter one. If you guys don't already go to it or don't already pick up the pamphlet, it is an event that we hold on May something and September something. And we, all of your librarians,
check the online calendar for dates.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we haven't chosen them yet.
So. Right.
Because they do come out a little bit later, but it will definitely be in May and it will definitely be in September as well. And your librarians, whichever ones of us end up being part of that program, we do switch it off often, but usually it's an adult services librarian and often a lot of popular materials librarians. And we choose the books that we are looking forward to that are coming up, the books that, we would like to recommend to you that we've recently read. And we talk about that. We have a whole big 6-page pamphlet that we print out and let everybody know.
It's kind of neat. It's usually 4 or 5 librarians who talk about 2 or 3 books, recent books that they loved from the last year, and then 2 or 3 books that they're looking forward to that are coming out in the next year or so. So.
We do have a steady group of people that come to watch, but more than that, we get people that just come in and want the pamphlet.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not interested in hearing from us, but they do want our recommendations, which I think is just great.
So yeah, that's always fun. So if you read any book from either of the chapter ones we do in 2022, that would count for that category. Another category is a book recommended by a friend or family member, which is, I think, the easiest category. I typically, that's basically how I read books. I mean, I have the benefit of being a librarian and walking into the workroom and someone saying, someone tell me what to read, and then reading it. So, but literally anything a friend or family member recommends that you follow through and read would count for this category. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. You know what? I think we skipped book with a one-word title.
Oh.
I think that one's pretty self-explanatory.
It is, but mm-hmm. like Yellow Cover, I feel like people are struggling a little bit yeah. with how simple it is. It's literally any book with a one-word title. So Beloved would count.
I'm looking at Misery right now on my shelf.
Absolutely. Middlesex would count. Untamed by Doyle would count. That was hugely popular.
Here's a question though. What if it says Untamed : a novel?
I think we take it. Right. Because they put : a novel because it was one word. So.
And there was no way to Google it yes. otherwise.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But educated. It could be nonfiction. It could be Educated by Tara Westover. It could be any Green Lights, which we talked about as something also counting for non-novel format. There's any number of possibilities. And again, displays and lists already exist for you if you're like, I have no idea how to find one. We forgot one more, right?
Yep, the one,
we two, three. We didn't do the one, two, three.
Right. So every... January through April, we do what we call our 1-2-3 program. We started it last year and the topic was 1-2-3 race. And we choose a picture book, teen book, an adult book to sort of spark community discussion about topics that may be difficult to discuss. And this year our topic is 1-2-3 mental health. And the adult book is Please Someone Be Able to Spit It Out, because I'm not sure I remember off the top of my head.
Maybe you should talk to someone.
Yes, maybe you should.
Is Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. So if you read that in participation of any of our 1-2-3 programming over the next few months or just on your own, that would also count as completing one of the categories. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that.
And I can say... Oh yeah, go ahead.
But I just want to drop in February, we have one of my programs is the author Christy Tate, who also writes about mental health, will be coming in mid-February.
So exciting.
Somebody needs to pull up Communicable. Somebody needs to have that.
have those dates available?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you should talk to someone is good. I don't typically read a lot of nonfiction. As everyone knows, I'm the genre fiction person, but I did read this book and I really enjoyed it. It was very heartfelt. You felt like the author really cared about her patients, even though it was like the people she was talking about were more composites of people and she changed names and stuff to anonymity. So yeah.
Is anyone else can't get Communico to open right now, which is not super helpful for us. But in February, if you look at your newsletter or go to our online catalog at CMP or online live or calendar at cmpl.org, you'll find all of the programming that we're talking about. The only other thing I want to plug real fast is that we also are currently in winter reading. If you read for 20 days, you get a cool prize. So you can sign up for that as well. And we encourage double dipping. So if you read a book for Renew Your Reading, you can absolutely count that towards your reading for winter reading, which is basically just read for 15 minutes a day for 20 days before February 23rd, something like that. Let me see what date winter reading ends. We're terrible at the date part of this.
I didn't look that up, but I looked up the Christy Tate thing and it is February 28th in the auditorium from 6:30 to 8:30.
Excellent. Oh, great. Perfect. Yeah. And then winter reading ends February 26th.
Very close. All right.
There you go.
Excellent. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We hope you'll come see us in the library. We hope you'll participate in our reading challenges. And as always, if you have any questions, please contact us. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.